public works?
Second sitting of the ADA committee dealing with the protection of state information law. You are aware that yesterday, in terms of Rule 254, the bill was referred back to the committee, and the resolution provided that the ADA committee be reconvened in the same form that it was the time when we finalized the bill, including the same chairperson and the same members. And so I'm happy to see that the same members and the same chairperson is here today. I shall consider this meeting then properly reconvened in terms of the resolution that the House passed yesterday. The purpose of sending the bill back to the committee is that 6 days after our redrafted bill was published on the ATC on the 13th of September this year, so that on the 19th of September, the Honourable Abrosini, the Honourable Alberts, and the Honourable Van der Merwe tabled a document in which they proposed 123 amendments to the bill which we had passed on the 1st of September and which appeared on the ATC on the 13th of September. Some of you might consider that most unfortunate, considering that at least one of the honourable members that had proposed the amendments was in fact a member of this ad hoc committee that had passed the bill, and that the honourable member had in fact participated in the voting on the bill on the 5th of September. But as the rule allows for this, and as the Speaker has exercised his powers in terms of Rule 254, Subsection 5, the bill has been accordingly sent back to the committee in order to consider the amendments. I might remind the honourable members that the bill as it stands, and you should have a copy before you, presently that bill has got 57 clauses. And though the amendments amount to some 123, it is in fact only 51 of the clauses in the original bill that are being challenged and being requested, that has been referred back to the committee for consideration. I might just add that as the amendments appeared on the ATC, the order paper, on Thursday the 15th of November, Tuesday the 15th of November, the said amendments now appear in the name of the Honourable Abrosini. The Honourable Albert and Van der Merwe appear not to be party to the process for whatever reason. You might also be reminded, Honourable Members, that as members of the ad hoc committee, the amendment that appeared on the order paper on Tuesday was in fact circulated in the same form to honourable members on the 19th of September. I take it honourable members have had time to look at these amendments, and that when the amendments appeared on the order paper, they should not have been shocked, because the amendments in fact have been the subject matter of a lot of media reports. And I take it now that the honourable members have familiarized themselves with the amendments that appeared on the order paper on Tuesday. I think the process that we will follow, honourable members, is the following, that we will deal with the amendments in the same way in which we dealt with the bill, that the clauses in the bill will be put to you, should be put for consideration, for example, clause 1, and then you should consider whether you think that the amendments that are before you should in fact be adopted, and if you so feel, you should indicate, and if necessary, we shall vote on the matter. And then we will go to clause 2, and we will go to clause 3 as we have done in the past. But before we get to that process, honourable members, I think it's necessary to give the honourable Abrasini a few minutes to say something about his amendments. Honourable Abrasini, I don't think you are going to disagree that the amendments of which we speak, that is not a secret. It is well known. It has been well distributed. And it has been, since September, mid-September, the topic of discussion. And the honourable members are fully aware of your amendments. So, I do not intend that we should be sitting here whole day listening to a motivation and your reasons. I think it is irrelevant, the reasons, at this stage for the work that we are to do, what came into your mind. I think those are irrelevant things. Those political things we can discuss outside the meeting. We will deal here today strictly with the procedures. I will give you a fair opportunity, give you 10 minutes to motivate, to say something about your amendments. And then if there's any other person on the committee that wishes to talk, I will allow you to respond. And then we will attend to the amendments as they appear on the order paper, clause by clause. Honourable Abrasini, before I give you your 10 minutes, I'm not sure whether you are still intending to proceed with your 123 amendments, and I would not want to be party to a process where at the end you say you were never asked whether you wanted to withdraw any of these amendments. So before you proceed with your 10 minutes motivation, I would ask you not to consider, but to tell us whether the 23 amendments, as they appear before, as on the order paper, whether these are the amendments that we are to deal with, or whether you have considered. And I'm not requesting, I'm asking you so that we don't go through a process that is unnecessary, that when we get to consider these things, you say you withdraw. And if there's anything that you want to say about the withdrawal, I would encourage you to say it up front. Over to you, Honourable Abrasini.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the courtesy. I know that I am not a popular name today, and I appreciate your treating me with the respect that a colleague and a member of Parliament deserves, even in a situation on which one does something which is not popular. I will address the first issues you requested me, and I do so against the uncertainty of the status of these amendments. Because they've been deferred to us by the National Assembly. I introduced them, but I don't know whether I am in control of these amendments. The same way as the minister who introduces a bill is no longer in control of that bill once the bill is introduced in a committee. But I will follow your guidance. The other consideration, Mr. Chairman, these amendments have been published in my name on account of a rule which is being challenged because there's no precedent. They belong to the Honorable Alberts as well and the Honorable van der Merwe. So the Parliament took the approach that the first guy who put them through is the one under whose name they go and the other two are disregarded. I know that they both expressed an objection to that. Now, obviously, all these amendments, Mr. Chairman, reflect things of substance. They are not spurious amendments. If we consulted them with my party, if we were the government of the day, this is how we would pass the legislation. There is nothing that we cannot subscribe to. Having said that, however, we are not the government of the day. We recognize the ANC mandate to govern. So some of these amendments are wish lists, are less important than others. Some are imperative for anyone, no matter who governs. I'll give you one simple example. Here there is the opportunity of correcting and taking out the provisions which relate to provincial archives. It's minor. You don't do that, this bill will be unconstitutional from A to Z under the Clara judgment because it's been mistagged, because it purports to legislate on a matter which is exclusive provincial competence. Take three words out, problem solved. That's not a political thing, it's an opportunity. There are the other things which are of importance are the issue of the public interest defense, which has been rephrased here in a manner which was not previously considered, and the public domain defense. There are some qualifications to the third aspect, there are some qualifications to the obligation on the citizen, on the member of the public, to help the government to keep secret its secrets and return the documents. That's the amendment to Section 15. There are some reductions on the penalties. Now, this is the core of what really matters, not to me personally, not to my party personally, but as we understand it humbly to all South Africans. So if we could get those three aspects, one would gladly forego any additional improvement that one may seek to achieve with the other amendments. If those are not negotiable, then one will try to make this bill as good as possible through the other amendments. By means of presentation, so this is answering your first question, it is really, if we could perhaps proceed by dealing with those first items, and then depending on the outcome of those deliberations, Mr. Chairman, then if I have the power to do so, which I'm not sure I have, then I could more easily say we will draw everything. There is nothing indecent in negotiating, Mr. Chairman. It's something that we all do with the best possible intentions. The other aspect by way of presentation, which again is a philosophical difference, we all identified that there was a problem with the original bill. The classification can be abused. The ANC has proposed a solution to that problem, which is a solution which is valuable. We feel insufficient. That solution is to appoint an organ of state which makes sure that the abuses do not take place. The classification review panel. So this is one branch of the state controlling other branches of state. We like to supplement it with the right to know commission, which exercises the same function together with the review panel, but coming from a different milieu, because all checks and balances work to the extent that they work and they do the job they do. And there are many commissions within our structure of government which are not working and not performing. Too high is the risk for this to follow the same pattern. This right to know commission will not rely on public financing, will be vetted by the agency will have the same guarantees, but is less likely to meet the type of problems that the non-functioning commissions within the state structure have met. And this is, again, it's less important to us, but it is important. There are many other amendments, and I don't want to waste the time of the committee, but all of them are valuable. And I appreciate what you say, Mr. Chairman. The amendments have been out for a while, but so have bills. And it is unheard of in any parliamentary practice that any piece of legislation subject to deliberation of any body of parliament is not presented. And the rationale for each amendment changes. Some are self-evident, and I would not need to make a presentation. Others are not self-evident. And I think that it would not be consonant with parliamentary practice just to look at the text, voting it up or down, without the benefit of some sort of deliberation. We are here to deliberate. And we voted things up and down the last time around after a process of deliberation. So I would plead with you, and I will not abuse the privilege, not to curtail the customary parliamentary possibility of presenting language and not to curtail the right of all the members of this House to debate it, because one needs to form opinions here, not in study groups. And each member is technically entitled to express the matter, its own opinions, a matter of conscience, and these are matters of conscience. So these are, within the 10 minutes you gave me, Mr. Chairman, it's all I can say. Thank you.
Dear Honourable Members, the Honourable Dean Schmidt and the Honourable Schwartz.
Thank you, Chair. We accept the decision of the Speaker to reconstitute this committee and to refer these amendments to us. We have studied them. We will not be supporting them. Neither are we interested in dealing with some on an offer of the withdrawal of the other that has just been made. And that is all we wish to say on the proceedings before us, which I hope will now commence. The only other thing, if you will allow me to say, is this. It was our impression that the debate in the House, in the Assembly yesterday, was very good. It was a genuine interchange of ideas and of the possibilities that are still ahead. So it is our hope that those of us who have been members of the now defunct ad hoc will continue informally discussions on improvements that may be made. Your party, sir, will no doubt be having discussions with others like the Trade Union Federation. And next year, when the committee stage of Parliament starts again and the bill moves to the NCOP, it is our hope that we too will still remain in touch and discuss further improvements that that we think can take our very hard work forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, Rule 254 application. On the 15th of September, the ACDP filed an amendment in terms of Rule 254, introducing the public interest defense, similar wording that we proposed before to the Speaker. We then carefully read the rule, sub 4, which indicated no amendment which has the same effect as an amendment previously rejected in the committee may be placed on the order paper. And we consequently withdrew our amendment because it was in conflict with the rule. And I would submit, Chair, that many of these amendments firstly, would be in conflict with certain of these rules. Secondly, the CRISP issue, we know what the differences are, and we've sat laboriously. Dr. Ambrosini, my dear brother, has sat during those committee sessions. He presented lengthy submissions. He, in fact, requested a specific meeting with the majority party where he presented further submissions. And I'm surprised that at this late stage there are further amendments that he seeks to bring So we are reluctant to support those amendments. We believe there are adult, there's still the NCOP process that the IFP is represented at, where they can further discuss the bill. There's the petition of the President. But we believe we are all, we from the ACDP side, know what the crisp differences are on this issue. We debated it fully yesterday, and so we will not be supporting the amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Is there any other member that wants to talk on the matter? Before I proceed, the Honourable Lander said he proposes that we proceed. The question of an amendment is normally done in terms of a proposer and a seconder, which under normal circumstances, if a proposer did not get a seconder, the amendment would not be put. However, I'm not going to go into that now. The amendments have been referred to us by the National Assembly. We shall take it that the amendments are properly before the committee so that we don't have to argue, first of all, whether there is a proposer and a seconder needed, because it seems that if we went that route, the Honourable Abrasini would not get a seconder based on what I'm hearing. So we will accept that the amendments are before the committee for consideration. As regarding the Honourable Abrasini's statement that he would want an opportunity to motivate some of these matters, I think, Honourable Abrasini, it's a question of opinion that you feel that some of these things are complex that needs motivation. If they are so complex, I would imagine that you should not have proposed the amendment in the first place. An amendment should at least be of such a nature that they could be understood in the context in which they are being amended. You also have heard your honourable colleagues say what they have just said. So I think the question of further motivation is perhaps something that I'm not going to allow unless you are going to give me exceptional reasons why I should be allowing it. The other issue, Honourable Members, is that some of these amendments, as you have correctly said, have been discussed. They might be here in some different shape and size. But the Honourable Abrasini himself mentions the question of public interest and public domain, except he says that it's got some different flavour to it. I think for the purposes of what we're going to do here, Honourable Members, let's not worry whether this thing is new or whether it's old. Let's deal with it as it is, for that might in itself become another argument whether it is a new amendment or whether it is an amendment that should not be dealt with at the committee as provided for. So, Honourable Members, you should have before you, in order to participate in this process, I might just mention to you that clauses 8, clause 11, clause 46, clause 48, clause 56 and 57 are not clauses that have been proposed to be amended. So as we go through the process, perhaps the Honourable Members will take note of that, so that we don't go and spend time on something that doesn't need time. I would request that the Honourable Members look at the bill that was redrafted. As the first document, and then to look at the page 634 of the ATC document, the order paper, in which the amendments of Honourable Abrasini appear. And you will see there in bold letters clause 1, and those are the amendments that are proposed in terms of clause 1. If you turn over to page 635 of the order paper, you will see in bold in the center of page clause 2, and there are a number of proposals there in terms of clause 2, and so you go on, and so you go on. But the relevant clauses to the bill are being mentioned there. So I will put to you the clause in the bill. You will look at the amendments, and if you feel that you need to amend it, then you will say so. If you feel that you don't want to amend it, you should say so, and we will record that. Remember, there will be no proposer, and there will be no seconder. So I put to you, Honourable Members, Clause 1 of the bill, and I ask you to look at the amendments. Honourable Landers.
I move Clause 1 in the bill be adopted.
So just for clarity, there are on Clause 1 four different amendments. Our mandate is to express, to deliberate on the amendments before us. Are you suggesting that we vote five amendments all together, and what if somebody likes one and dislikes the other? I submit to you that the only way you can do it is by having each of them voted on. There are different amendments that serve different purposes, and they've got different reasons.
Now, the question before the committee, Honourable Member, is whether the committee wants to amend Clause 1, taking into account the proposals. That is the question that will be put to the committee. Yes, Honourable Member.
But there is a bill, amendments have been put on it from the House. We need to deliberate on the amendment, and that's what is before us, not whether or not we want to amend it. The consequence of turning down the amendment will result in our lack of, in our expression of not wanting to amend it. I submit to you that we need to put the amendments, not the bill. You are putting to this House, to this committee, the bill, and you're asking people to re-vote on the bill rather than re-voting on the, rather than voting on the amendments.
That's not correct. I think you must listen on that. That's not what I'm saying. But I will explain myself, Honourable Member.
Chair, then let's go that route. Let's go that route. We are looking for a process that moves smoothly and quickly. So we want to urge you, Chair, that in terms of the rules, we are actually supposed to look at the amendments. Let's do that. We ask that you put each amendment to us and take it from there.
Honourable Member, there is that proposal. Is there any objection to that proposal? So I put to you, Honourable Members, on page 634 of the order paper, under clause 1, the amendment 1, Honourable Landers.
Chairperson, I move that this amendment be rejected.
Second. The Honourable Van Wyk seconds. All those in favour that the amendment be rejected? All those against? Have the seniors against? Good call to our members that vote. I put to you amendment 2 under clause 1. Honourable Rondo.
I move that this amendment be rejected, Chair.
Second. Honourable Santo. Honourable Members, the proposal is that the amendment be rejected. All those in favour? All those against? The Honourable Abyssin is against. Honourable Abyssin, you will note there's no further proposals that can be put, so I'm not putting any alternative. It's only the proposal, only the amendments that are on the order paper. I put to you Amendment 3. Honourable Landers.
Chairperson, I move this, that this amendment be rejected.
Second. Honourable Van Wyk. Honourable Smith, second. Smart. Honourable Dean Smart seconds. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected? Honourable Santo, are you with us? All those against? You're not voting against? Rossini is against. I put to you. Let it be rejected. I put to you Amendment 4 under Clause 1.
Mr. David,
Honourable Honours.
Chairperson, I move that this amendment be rejected.
Seconder. The Honourable Swartz. All those in favour that Amendment 4 be rejected, raise your hand. All those against. The Honourable Appassini, shall we record that you are against them? I put to you Amendment number 5 on the order paper under Clause 1.
Chairman, I move that this amendment stand over until the substantive provision is voted on.
There is a proposal that the amendment stands over.
You motivate my proposal. It's not logical to eliminate a definition when we have not dealt with the body referred to.
For that proposal, you would need a seconder. Do you have a seconder? Unless you have, because you are not proposing the amendment, you don't have a second, I cannot consider the proposal. We are dealing with the Amendment 5, Honourable Landers, move that the proposal be rejected.
I do, Chair.
Second, Honourable Swartz. All those in favour that Proposal 5 be rejected, raise your hands. All those against. Are you voting against the Abrasini? I am on page 635. I put proposal number 6 to you under clause 1. Honourable Landers?
I move that this amendment be rejected, Chair.
Seconder? Dean Smart. Honourable Dean Smart. All those in favour? All those against? Honourable Senior against? That motion is carried. I put to you clause number 7. Proposal number 7 on clause 1. Yes, Honourable.
Request a brief opportunity to motivate.
Let me hear you.
Mr. Chairman, this is a pet project of mine. We need to go back to Shell. If we lose in this country the semantic difference between mast and Shell, we're impoverishing the language and educational level of South Africans. It's fundamental to philosophy and aesthetics. If I say I shall go to school tomorrow, you know I will. If I say I must go to school, you won't know. So I've motivated, I know you won't do it.
I put number 7.
Chairperson, I move that this clause be rejected.
Second. Honourable Swartz. All those in favour that clause 7 be rejected, raise your hands. All those against, Honourable Appassini. I'm going to clause 2. The first number 1 under clause 2, Honourable Landers.
I move that this amendment be rejected.
Second. Henrik. All those in favour? All those against? I put amendment number 2 under clause 2. Seconder. Honourable Swartz. All those in favour? All those against? Put to you clause number 3 under clause 2. Seconder. All those in favour? those against? I'm going to clause 3 on page 635 of the order paper. I put to you the First Amendment on number 1 under that clause 3. Honorable on the second. Honorable Swartz, all those in favor? All those against? Honorable Abbasini against? I put to you number 2 under clause 3.
Brief opportunity to present. 30 seconds.
Yes, Honorable.
This provision will have the impact of avoiding the true cabinet decisions, the restriction we have placed on the expansion of the power to classify to all organs of state or to organs of state beyond what is warranted takes place. It's an additional check and balances, and it was not in the previous deliberation.
Second by Honorable Dean Smith. All those in favor? All those against? Honorable Abbasini against? I'm on clause 4. The First Amendment on clause 4? Second. Honorable Dean Smith. All those in favor? All those against? Page 636 of the order paper on clause 5. There's one proposal there under clause 5, Honourable Members. Second it, the Honourable Dean Smith. All those in favour that the proposed clause be rejected? All those against? Honourable Abbasini. I'm going to clause 6. Honourable Landers has moved that it. Second it. Honourable Swartz. All those in favour? All those against. Honorable Abbasini, you're against. Otherwise, we will record that you abstain. Okay. Now, I don't want to remind you every time. We go to clause 7. Second it. Honorable Van Wyk, all those in favor. All those against. Honorable Abbasini. Clause 9, honorable members. I put the first proposal to you. Second, Honorable Swartz. All in favor? All those against?
Chairman, just on a point of order, 9 sub 1 is the same one as before. In my original amendments, I submitted it as a single one. There are many of them coming through, so I think that the one voted the one time should apply to all of them. There is no reason for you to go to each and every of them.
We'll deal with them as they appear on the order paper. Let's have another business, Honourable Members. The proposal was from the Honourable Landers, seconded by the Honourable Swartz. All in favour? All those against? Carried. The second proposal, under clause. Second, Honorable Swartz. All those in favor? Are you in favor?
Yes.
All those against? That takes us to page 637 and clause 10. I put to you the First Amendment under clause 10. Second, Honorable Swartz. All those in favor that it be rejected, raise your hands. All those against? Honorable Abbasini against? Second Amendment under clause 10? Second? Honorable Swartz? All in favor? Against? Abbasini against? The Third Amendment? Sorry, Honorable. Third Amendment is proposed by Honorable Landers be rejected. Seconded by Honorable Van Wyk. All in favor? All against? Honorable Senior's abstention? Yes, against. I'm taking clause 12 now.
small opportunity to present this clause 12 reflects the proposals of the Democratic Alliance as they were put at the time, if I capture correctly.
The seconder, Honorable Swartz, all in favor that this clause be rejected? Honorable Rossini, against. All those against, Honorable Rossini. You were raising your hand before I said all those against. Well, we called you against, or do we call you the abstained on the blood? We go over to page 638. There's a new clause there. I take it it's been proposed to come in between clause 12 and 13. It's numbered as a clause 13. Honorable Landers?
Also a small opportunity to present.
Yes, Honorable Anderson.
The purpose of this clause, which is something missing in the bill as it stands, is to make sure that something cannot be made more secret over time. One cannot upgrade the secrecy in line with the principle that what has fallen within the knowledge of a certain class of people, whether it's public domain or a category of people with a lower security clearance, cannot conceivably be upgraded to becoming the knowledge of a lesser class of people.
A disguised public domain story. No. Okay, but the Honorable Landers, seconded by the Honorable Dean Smuts, I put it to you. All those in favor that this clause be rejected, raise your hands. All those against, Honorable Abbasini. I go to clause 13. The First Amendment under clause 13, Honorable Members, Honorable Landers. Seconded by the Honorable Swartz. I put it to the committee, all those in favor that this clause be rejected. All those against. Are you voting, Honorable Mayor? I put to you the second proposal under clause 13. Honorable Landers moves. The Honorable Swartz seconds. I put it to the committee, all those in favor. Raise your hands. All those against, Honorable Abbasini against. I put the Third Amendment to you. Seconded, Honorable Van Beek. All those in favor? All those in favor? All those against, Honorable Abbasini is against. The clause is accordingly rejected. Put four to you. Honorable Landers moves. Seconded by the Honorable Swartz. All those in favor that this clause be rejected. All those against. The Honorable Abbasini shall record you. I put the clauses accordingly rejected, Secretary. I put to you clause 5. And seconded, Honorable Van Beek. I put the proposal to you now. All those in favor? All those against? Honorable Abbasini is against. I put clause 6 to you. Seconded, Honorable Swartz. Put it to the committee. All those in favor that clause be rejected? All those against? Honorable Abbasini is against. Clause 7 is put to you, Honorable Member. Landers is moved to be rejected, seconded by the Honorable Van Beek. Put the clause to the committee. All those in favor of the clause be rejected. All those against. Honorable Abbasini is carried. I'm going to clause 14, Honorable Members, at the bottom of page 638. The First Amendment is put to you. Honorable Landers moves to be rejected, seconded by Honorable Swartz. To the committee, all those in favor that this clause be rejected. All those against. Honorable Abbasini is against. I put the second amendment to you under clause 14. Honorable Landers moves that be rejected, seconded by the Honorable Swartz. All those in favor that the second amendment under that clause be rejected. Under clause 14, all those against, whoever seen it again. I'm on the next page, page 639 of the order paper. Still under clause 14, the third amendment, Honourable Landers. Honourable Landers will first be rejected. Honourable Swart seconds. All those in favour, let the clause be rejected. Honourable Swart. All those against. Honourable Tabrasini, I put to you the fourth amendment under that clause 14. Honourable Landers moves that the amendment be rejected. Second by Honourable Van Wyk, all those in favour that this clause be rejected. Honourable Abrasini, you're voting that the clause be rejected. Is that an error? Okay. All those against. The clause is accordingly rejected. I put to you clause number 5 under clause 40. Seconded by the Honourable Van Wyk. I put to the committee, all those in favour, that the clause be rejected. Same voters, all those against. I have seen it to be recorded as voting against. I put to you number 6. The sixth proposal under clause 14, seconded by the Honourable Swartz. All those in favour that this sub-clause be rejected? Same voters. All those against? Honourable Abrasini, against. I put to you clause 7, number 7 under clause, seconded by the Honourable Swartz. All those in favour that number 7 under clause 14 be rejected. All those against, Honourable Abrasini, against. I put to you the 8th amendment under clause 14. Honourable Landers moves that the amendment be rejected. Honourable Seconder, Honourable Swartz, seconds. Put to the committee, all those in favour that this clause be rejected. Same voters. Honourable Member?
Yes.
Joanne? All those against? Honourable Abrasini is against. I am on the 9th proposal under clause 14. Honourable Landers moves that it be rejected. Honourable Jean Smuts seconds the motion. I put it to the committee. The proposal 9 be rejected. All in favour? All against? Only Abrasini is recorded as against. I go to clause 15. There is a proposal 1 and 2. I put proposal 1 to you. Seconded by the Honourable Santo this time. I put it to the committee. All in favour that this clause be rejected. It's recorded, same voters. All against. Abstention. Honourable Abrasini votes against. I put the second proposal under clause 14 to the committee, Honourable Landers.
Brief opportunity.
Yes.
Brief opportunity to present, Mr. Chairman.
What is this on the second proposal?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Let me hear you.
This is a necessary corrective measure to ensure that the obligation to bring back a secret document which the government lost doesn't result into people being convicted for doing what the law requires of them to do. This is to avoid the conviction of the Good Samaritan.
The second amendment under clause 15 is put to you, Honourable Member. Second by Honourable Santo, I put it to the committee. All those in favour that this clause be rejected. All those in favour. Except the all the gains I've never ever seen the gains. The next clause is clause 16, Honourable Members. There are two proposals there. The first proposal is put to the committee. Honourable Landers moves that to seconded by the Honourable Swartz. All those in favour? Same voters, all those against. Honourable Abrasini is against. I put the second proposal to you. Honourable Landers moves, seconded by the Honourable Swart. All those in favour that the second proposal be rejected, raise your hand. All the same voters again. And the Honourable Abercini record that he is against. I go to page 640 of the order paper, clause 17. There's one proposal here. Honourable Landers moves that the proposal be rejected. Honourable Dean Smuts seconds the proposal. I put it to the committee. All those in favour that the proposal be rejected. Same voters. All those against. Honourable Abercini is against. I go now to clause 18. There are seven proposals under clause 18. Can we have the first proposal? The Honourable Landers moves to be rejected. The Honourable Swart seconds the proposal. All those in favour. Are you voting, Honourable Member? All those same voters there voted. All those against, Honourable Abercini, voted against. The proposal, therefore, under clause 17 is rejected. I go to clause 18. There are seven proposals under clause 18. I put the first I didn't tick off. I'm on clause 18. I go to the second proposal. Seconded by the Honourable Dean Smuts. All those in favour that this clause be rejected. Same vote as before. The court secretary, all those against. Honourable Abercini is against. I put the third proposal to you, Honourable Members. It is seconded by the Honourable Dean Smuts. I put it to the committee. All those in favour that this proposal be rejected. Same voters. All those against. The Honourable Abercini is against. I put the fourth proposal to you. The Honourable Landers moves. The Honourable Dean Smuts seconds that the proposal be rejected. All those in favour. All those in favour, the same voters have voted the proposal. All those against. The proposal is accordingly rejected. I put the fifth amendment under clause 18 to you. Honourable Landers moves that the amendment be rejected, seconded by the Honourable Dean Smuts. I put the clause proposal to the committee. All those in favour, same voters. All those against, Honourable Abercini votes against. I put the sixth proposal under clause 18 to you. Honourable Landers moves that the proposal be rejected. The Honourable Swart seconds the proposal. All those in favour that the proposal be rejected. Are you voting, Honourable Member? Really? Yes, same voters. Honourable Abercini, all those against. The proposal is accordingly carried and under 6 it is rejected. I put clause 7 proposal under, 7th proposal to you, Honourable Landers. Honourable Landers moves that the amendment be rejected, seconded by Honourable Dean Smuts. All those in favour, raise your hands. Same voters. All those against. The proposal is accordingly carried and proposal 7 under clause 18 is accordingly rejected. I go to clause 19 now. It has 6 proposals under it. I put the first proposal to you. Honourable Landers moves that the clause be proposal be rejected, seconded by the Honourable Van Rijk. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against? The proposal is accordingly carried. It is noted that the Honourable Swart is requested to be absent from the proceedings for a few minutes. He will be returning soon. So please do not record his vote. I go to proposal 2 under clause 19.
Move that it be approved.
The proposal is that the amendment be rejected. There is seconded by the Honourable James Martin. there is a proposal that be approved. Is there anybody to second that proposal? That proposal falls away with no second. I then put the first proposal. All those in favour? All those in favour of the proposal? All those against? All I've seen is against. I put the third proposal to you. Honourable Barnes moves that it be rejected. Honourable... Are you looking at that? Recorded as the seconder. The proposal is put, the third proposal under the clause 19. Now we have to vote on this one, on the third one. I put the third proposal to the committee. All those in favour? All those against? Honourable Abercine is against. I put the fourth proposal to the committee. Honourable Honours moves that may not be rejected. Honourable Dean Smart seconds the proposal. All those in favour that proposal be rejected, raise your hand. All those against. Honourable Abercine is against the proposal is accordingly carried and is rejected. The fifth proposal is put to you. Honourable Honours moves will be rejected. Is there a second? Honourable Dean Smart seconds. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected, raise your hand. Those in favour that be rejected. All those against. The proposal is accordingly carried and that amendment is rejected. The secretary just take note that Professor sent the voting procedure. I am on page 641, honourable members, and I'm at the sixth proposed amendment. Honourable Honours moves to be rejected. Is there a second? The honourable Santo seconds. The proposal is accordingly put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those against. Honourable Number Senior against the proposal. According to me, that the clause be rejected is carried. We go to clause 20. There's one proposal. Honourable Honours moves that be rejected, seconded by the Honourable Dean Smuts. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected? All those in favour? All those against? Honourable Rossini is against the clause. Proposal is accordingly rejected. I go to clause 21. There are two proposals. The first proposal is put. Honours move that be rejected. Honourable Dean Smart seconds it. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those against. Honourable Santosini is against. The second proposal is put to the committee. Be rejected, seconded by the Honourable Sundvig. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this proposal be rejected, raise your hand. All those against. Honourable Abercini is abstaining, sir. Honourable Abercini is against. We go to clause 22. There are eight proposals under clause 22. I put the first proposal to you. The Honourable Anders moves. The Honourable Sandberg seconds. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour of that proposal be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abercini, do I? Honourable Abercini is against. The proposal is accordingly rejected. I put the second proposed amendment. Honourable Anders moves that the amendment be rejected, seconded by the Honourable Swash. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected, raise your hand. Raise your hand. All those that are against, raise your hand. Honourable Abercini is the only one. I put the third proposal to you. proposal is that be objected, seconded by Madeline. The proposal is accordingly put to the committee. All those in favour, raise your hands. Honourable Swartz, all those against. Honourable Augustine is against. Was that a vote, Honourable May? Not sure. Last time we used to. I'll get used to it. I put the fourth proposal to you under clause 22, Honourable Members. Honourable Honourable be rejected. Second by Honourable Swartz. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this clause amendment be rejected. All those against. Honourable Everseen is against. I put the fifth proposal to you under clause 22. Honourable Honourable be rejected. And second by the Honourable Swartz. And I put it to the committee. All those in favour that this clause be rejected. All those against. Honourable Mancini. I put the sixth proposal to you, Honourable Members. Honourable Honours moves to be rejected. Second by Honourable Swartz. I put the proposal, the sixth proposal, the sixth amendment under clause 22 to the committee. All those in favour. All those in favour. Everybody in favour except all those against. The Honourable Adrosin is against. The seventh proposal is put to you. The Honourable Honours has moved the proposal to be rejected. The second by the Honourable Van Veit. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that the seventh proposal be. All those against. The Honourable Adrosin is recorded as being against. I put to you the eighth proposal, Honourable Member.
Brief opportunity to motivate.
The eighth proposal. Yes,
this provision is necessary to provide a check and balance in the issuance of certificates of clearance on those who are supposed to be our guarantors. In that there are no criteria in law, and they can be withheld for political reasons or for reasons other than national security. And there is no way of getting through because it's a discretionary act, and the reason for withholding a certificate, a clearance certificate, are not given.
The eighth proposal is put to the committee. Is it seconded by Honourable Van? All those in favour that this proposal on eighth proposal be rejected, favour? All those against? Unfortunately, Honourable Member, you are not able to convince your colleagues. I go to clause 23. I go to clause 23, Your Honour. We will discuss the history of this bill when we get to the appropriate time. Clause 23. There's one proposal, Honourable Landers. Are you? Honourable Landers moves that it be rejected. Honourable Swartz is seconding. I put the proposal. Proposal. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected under clause 23. All Honourable Professor, are you voting? In favour. Oh, sorry. All those against? Honourable Abbasini is against. I go on to page 642 of the order paper. On top you will find clause 24. There are three proposals, amendments under clause 24. I put the first proposal to the committee, Honourable Landers. Honourable Landers moves that it be rejected. Honourable Swartz second the motion. I put it to the committee. All those in favour. All those in favour. All those against. All those against. I go to the second proposal on clause 24. There is a seconder. Honourable Van Dijk seconds. I put the clause to the committee. All those in favour that the second amendment under clause 24 be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abrasini is against. Will the staff please note that the Honourable Fischler has just entered the voting arena? I put it to you under clause 24, the third amendment. The Honourable Landers moves to be rejected. The Honourable Swartz is seconding. I put the proposal to the committee. All those in favour? All in favor, all those against. The Honorable Abrosini is against. I go to clause 25. There's one proposal under clause 25. The Honorable Honours move that be rejected. There's a seconder. The Honorable Swartz is seconding. I put it to the committee. All those in favor that the proposal under 25 be rejected. Honourable members, all those in favour of 25, Honourable Mania, I know it's a boring process, but then all those against. The proposal is accordingly carried, and the amendment that is proposed under clause 25 is rejected. I go to clause 26, where there's one amendment. So, Landers moves that be rejected, seconded by the Honourable Swartz. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection. All those against. All ever seen is against. The proposal is accordingly carried. I go to clause 27. They have put two proposals under clause 27. I put the first one to you. The Honourable Landers moves that the amendment be rejected, seconded by the professor. I put it to the committee. All those in favour that clause 1 under 27 be rejected. All those against. The clause is accordingly rejected. I put to you the second proposal. Mm-hmm. The Landers must have been rejected. Honourable Tiffler seconds the motion. I put it to the committee under clause 27 that the second proposal be rejected. All those in favour. All those against. The Honourable Abrosini votes against, and the clause, the second amendment under 27 is accordingly rejected. We go to clause 28. There's two proposals. I put the first proposal. Honourable Landers put the second amendment. The second amendment. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour. All those against. The Honourable Abrosini votes against. The proposal to amend is accordingly accepted. I put the second proposal. The Honourable Honours must be rejected. The Honourable second proposal. I put the proposal to the committee. It was in favour be rejected. All those against. I was seeing votes against. The motion is carried. I go to clause 29. Under clause 29, there are two proposals. I put the first proposal. Landers moves that the amendment be rejected. Second by the Honourable Fischler or the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. Against. Only Abrosini votes against, and the proposal is accordingly carried. Make note that if the proposal is carried, the amendment is rejected in terms of the proposal. I put the second amendment, second proposal. Honourable Honours moves it be rejected, second by the Honourable Swartz. All those in favour that this, the second proposal be rejected. All those against, the Honourable Abrosini. The proposal is accordingly carried. I go on to page 643. There are eight proposals under 643. I put the first one. Amendment to clause 30. The Honourable Landers moves that be rejected. Seconded by the Honourable Van Dijk. All those in favour that this clause be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abrosini is against. Motion is accordingly carried and the clause is rejected. I put the second proposal to you. Honourable Landers is moved to rejected. Second by Honourable Swartz. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour of the clause be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abrosini is against. The amendment is accordingly rejected. Motion is carried. I put the third proposal to you. Honourable Landers moves. Seconded by the Honourable Van Dijk. to the committee. All those in favor that this proposal amendment be rejected? All those against? That's yes. That's for the proposal that it be rejected. That's against. Honorable Abrosini is against. The proposal is accordingly carried and the amendment is rejected. I put the fourth amendment proposal to you. Honorable Landers moves that it be rejected, seconded by the Honorable Fischler. To the committee, all those in favor that this proposal be rejected? Romania? Yes. All those against? Honorable Abrosini, the only person against, only honorable member, the clause is accordingly rejected as an amendment, and the motion is carried. Up with the fifth proposal to you. Honorable Landers moves that the amendment be rejected, seconded by the Honorable Swartz. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favor? All those against? Abrosini is against, and the proposal is accordingly carried an amendment. Is rejected. Up with the sixth proposal to you. Honorable moves that it be rejected, seconded by the Honorable Swartz. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favor that this clause be rejected as an amendment? All those against? Honorable Abrosini is against. The amendment is not carried. The proposal is carried and the amendment is rejected. I put to you clause 7. Honorable Landers moves that it be rejected. Seconded by Honorable Swartz. I put it to the committee. All those in favor that this clause be rejected? All those against? Honorable Abrosini is against. I put and the proposal is accordingly carried. The amendment is rejected. I put to you the 8th amendment under clause 30. Honorable Landers moves that be rejected, seconded by the Honorable Fischler. Put to the committee the proposal, the 8th proposal, Honorable Landers. All those in favor? All those against? Honorable Abrosini, only one voting against. The amendment is accordingly rejected and the proposal is carried. There is a proposal on page 43. It's recorded on the order paper as a new proposal. It goes on to page 644 of the order paper. It is a concept. I don't think it needs to be dealt with separately. It's one proposal. The proposal is that a new clause 51 be included on the poll, which
with short opportunity to present.
You have, honorable member, with respect when you made your speech early on, said something, but I give you some short time to say something. Yeah?
This is a projection of an organ of civil society, the right to no commission, empowered by through the process of the Department of Justice at no cost of the state, cleared for security clearance by the agency, with powers akin to the Classification Review Board. It is a very strong guarantee. It's no cost to the state. It should be a why not proposition if we are as true as we are to what David Mania called yesterday, wanting to move forward the frontiers of freedom.
I put to you the new clause 31, honorable members. The Honorable Landers moves that the clause be rejected. It's seconded by the Honorable Van Wyk. The clause is put to your committee. All those in favor of it be rejected, raise your hands. All those against, the Honorable Abrosini is against. The motion is carried and the clause is rejected as an additional clause 31 to the bill. I am on page 644 now, Honorable Landers, under clause 31. There are three proposals. Page 644. Under clause 31, I put the first proposal to you. May the Honorable Landers move it be rejected. Seconded by the Honorable Van Wyk. I put the proposal to the committee. All those in favor that this be rejected. All those in favor that this clause be rejected. All those against, are you voting, Honourable? What's yes? All those against, Honourable Abbasini. Is that a no vote, Honourable Abbasini? Yes, Honourable Abbasini votes against the proposal is accordingly carried and amendment is rejected. I put the second proposal to you. Honourable Landers moves that it be rejected. Seconded by the Honourable Swart. I put to the committee, all those in favour that this clause be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abbasini is against. The amendment is accordingly not carried. The proposal carried and the amendment is rejected. I put the third proposal to you. Honourable Honours moves that it be rejected. Honourable Swart's second promotion. I put it to the committee. All those in favour that this proposal be rejected. All those against. The Honourable Abrasini is the only one that votes against. And the proposal is accordingly rejected. The motion carries. I'm on page 645, Honourable Members, under clause 32. There's one proposal. I put that proposal to the committee. Honourable Landers moves that it be rejected. Honourable Van Wyk seconds the motion. It's put to the committee. All those in favour that the clause be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abrasini is the only one against. The clause is accordingly not carried. The amendment is rejected. I go to clause 33 now, Honourable Members. Am I correct? Welcome back to Honourable Dean Smith. Now participating in the voting process again. Welcome to the voting arena again. Under clause 33, there are nine proposed amendments. I put the first one to the committee. Honourable Landers. Seconded by the Honourable Dean. Honourable Dean Smart second. Put to the committee. All those in favour that this clause be rejected. All those against. Honourable. Abrasini is against. The proposal is carried. The amendment is rejected. I put the second proposal to you. Honourable should be rejected on the whole second for proposal. Put to the committee. All those in favour that this proposal be rejected. All those against. Honourable seen is against. Proposal is carried and amendment is rejected. I put the third proposal to the Honourable Member. Seconded by the Honourable Van Wyk. I put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those against. Only the others, Honourable Abbasini votes against, and the amendment is accordingly rejected, and the motion is carried. I put to you the fourth proposal, Honourable Landers. Honourable Landers moves that proposal be rejected, seconded by the Honourable Mania. The Honourable Dean Smart seconded, Honourable Mania, contemplating us. A bigger proposal. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. The amendment is rejected and the proposal is carried. I put to you the fifth proposal, Honourable Members. Honourable Landers moves that it be rejected. Honourable Fichler seconds the thing. I put it to the committee. All those in favour that those be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abrasini is the only one against. The amendment is rejected and the motion is carried. I put to you the sixth amendment proposal under clause 33. Honourable Landers moves be rejected. Honourable Dean Smart second the motion. Put to the committee. All those in favour that this particular proposal be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abbasini is the only one against. The proposal is accordingly carried and the amendment is rejected. I put to you the seventh proposal. Proposal by Mr. Lander, seconded by the Honourable Dean Smith. I put to the committee that this proposal, all those in favour of being accepted. All those against. The proposal is accordingly carried and the amendment is rejected. On this move that we rejected, the seconded by the Honourable Van Wyk. I put it to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those against. Matusini, the only one against. The proposal is carried. Amendment is rejected. The ninth. Swart seconds the motion. I put it to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those in favour that be rejected. All those against. The amendment is rejected and the motion is carried. I go to the next page on page 646, clause 34, Honourable Members. Honourable Lander, there are two amendments here, proposals. The Honourable moves. The Honourable Swart seconds. I put it to the committee. All those in favour that be rejected. All those against. Honourable Hassini is the only one against, and the proposal is carried. The amendment is rejected. I put the second. The Honourable moves that be rejected. Seconded by Honourable Swart. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour? All those against? Is that a favourable vote, Honourable? We had enough of this, Honourable Menya. All those in favour being recorded, the Honourable Lady hasn't voted. Did you vote? I'm not sure. Doesn't matter. All those against? Another thing is against will stop. Note that the Honourable Lady has left. Shall be turning soon. The proposal is rejected. Motion is carried. We go to clause 55, Honourable Members. There's one proposal under clause 55. I put it to you, first and only proposal under clause 55. Honourable Lambert moves that be rejected. Honourable Van Wyk seconds the motion. I put it to the committee. The motion is that the proposal under clause 55 be rejected. All those in favour? All those against? The Honourable Abrasini votes against. The proposal is accordingly carried and the amendment is rejected. There is a proposal following this that a new clause 56 be added. Bottom of page 646. And if you go over to page 647, the proposal is also that a new clause 57 be added. Let me put, although they appear as two separately, let me put the new clause proposal to you, that a new clause 56 be added to the bill as is reflected on the order paper here. All those the Honourable Honours moves that it be rejected. The Honourable Dean Smart second the motion. All those in favour that the new clause 56 proposal be rejected. All those against. The Honourable Abrasini votes against. The proposal then, if we add a new clause 56 to the poll, is rejected. Not carried. The motion is carried, which rejects that proposal. I go over to page 647. There is a proposal that a new clause 57 be added to the bill. Honourable Landers.
Brief opportunity to motivate.
1 minute, Honourable Landers. Yes, Honourable.
The purpose of this proposal is merely to give the President the power to enhance transparency in the field in which there isn't any, generally speaking. And it's benign. It doesn't have any financial implications for the state, and it's something that would move significantly towards shedding light within the secrecy apparatus.
There was the motivation, Honourable Members, Mr. Honourable Anders. Yes. Notwithstanding the motivation. Seconded by the Honourable Sontu. The proposal is then put, and that is that the new Clause 57 be rejected. All those in favour that that clause be rejected, raise your hand. All those against, Honourable Abdelsidi, against. The proposal that the new Clause 57 be added to the bill is rejected. Motion carries. We go then to Clause 56 of the bill, on page 647. There are 11 proposals, proposed amendments to Clause 36. I put the first proposal to you, Honourable Landers, moves that the Honourable amendment be rejected, seconded by the Honourable Fichler. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour of that, the proposal one be rejected. Honourable, all those against? Honourable Abusini is against. The proposal is carried and the amendment is rejected. I put second proposal to you. Honourable Landers moves. Seconded by the Honourable Swat. The proposal is put to the committee. Second amendment be rejected. All those in favour? All those in favour? All those, Honourable Swat, all those against? Honourable Abusini votes against. The amendment is rejected. I put the third amendment. Honourable Landers moves that be rejected. The Honourable Tim Smuts seconds the motion. It's put to the committee. All those in favour that the third amendment be rejected. All those in favour, all those against. Honourable Abrosini votes against. The proposal to amend that third proposal is rejected. I put the fourth one to you. Honourable Landers moves that be rejected. Second by the Honourable Van Wyk. Put it to the committee. All those in favour that it be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abrosini is against. The amendment is rejected. The motion carries. I put the fifth proposal to you. Honourable Landers moves that it be rejected. Seconded by the Honourable Swartz. I put it to the committee. Fifth proposed amendment under Clause 56, that it be rejected, that proposal. All those in favour? All those against? Only the Abrosini votes against the proposal. The proposed amendment is then rejected. The motion carries. I put the sixth, seconded by the Honourable Van Wyk, moved by the Honourable Landers. All those in favour that this proposal, this amendment be rejected. All those against. All those against. Honourable Abusini is against. The amendment is rejected. Motion carries. I put the seventh amendment to the amendment. Honourable Anders. Seconded by Honourable Jean Smuts. A proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abusini is against. The eighth one is put to the committee. The proposal is seconded by the Honourable Jean Smuts. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abusini is against. The amendment is rejected. The proposal is carried. I put the ninth proposal to the committee. Honours moves, seconded by the Honourable Dean Van Wyk. I put it to the committee. All those in favour that the ninth proposed amendment be rejected. All those against. The Honourable Abrosini is the only one that's against. The amendment is accordingly rejected. I put the tenth proposal to you. The Honourable Landers moves that be rejected and seconded by the Honourable Dean Smuts. I put the proposal to the committee. All those in favour that this proposal be rejected. All those against. The Honourable Abrosini is against. The proposed amendment is rejected and the motion carries. I put the 11th. The Honourable Landers moves that second by the Honourable Van Wyk. The proposal is put to the committee then. All those in favour that this proposal be, that this amendment be rejected. All those against. Honourable Sini, is there any vote against? The proposed amendment is therefore rejected and the motion is carried. I am on page 648, Honourable Members, top of the page of the sixth proposal amendment to clause 57. I put the first one to the committee on clause 1. And that would be rejected, seconded by Honourable Swartz. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those against. I've seen is the only one against. The proposed amendment is rejected. The motion carries up with the second. Honourable Dean Smart seconds. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those against. All those against. I've seen is the only one that's against. The proposed amendment is rejected. The motion carried. I put the third.
May I brief presentation, because this may not be clear. These reductions of penalties, 3 years and under one on 38, are the very same reductions of penalties and sanctions that the DA was asking. And I'm very surprised that on these occasions, like on all the other amendments which reflected what they wanted, they would be voting against. These amendments are before us.
That is precisely said before the committee. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to be allowed to retable after the fact matters that we have already dealt with in the committee.
You should have raised it as a point of order in the House, not here.
It was raised by the Honourable Steve Swan.
No, not in the House. Now these are before us. It might be the case that they were not.
Honourable Member, you finish with your motivation, Honourable Rappersini.
Can we respect the chair, please? Can we work through you?
Good idea.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now can I?
Yes. I find it significant that the minute the camera appears, he intercedes and asks to make the point. In the middle of the clauses we're dealing with. Yes.
Unfortunate, Honourable Members, can we go now? The proposal is that under clause 37, the third proposal to amend. Honourable Honours moves that it be rejected, seconded by the Honourable Swartz. I put to the committee under clause 37 on page 648 of the order paper that third proposal under clause 36, the proposal is that the amendment be rejected. I put it to the committee. All those in favour? All those against? The Honourable Abrasini votes against. The amendment is rejected. The motion is carried. I go to the fourth. Honourable Honours moves that it be rejected. Honourable Swart seconds the motion. I put it to the committee. The proposal is that the amendment under 4, under clause 37, be rejected. All those in favour? All those against? Only the Abelsini votes against. The motion is carried. The amendment is rejected. I put to you the fifth. Honourable Honours moves that be rejected. Honourable Fischler seconds the motion. I put to the committee that the fifth amendment under clause 37 be rejected. All in favour? All against? All those against? Honourable Abelsini is against. The amendment is rejected from the motion. Carries up to you the sixth. Honourable Honours moves that be rejected. Honourable Van Wyk seconds the motion. I put it to the committee. All those in favour? The rejection. All those against? Seen is against. The motion carries. Proposal to amend is rejected. We go to clause 38. There are 10 proposals under close criteria. I put the first one to you. We reject the second. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour that the amendment be rejected, raise your hand. All those against? Is there any person against? The motion carries. The proposal to amend is rejected. Go to course two. Mr. Landers moves that the amendment be rejected. Seconded by Charlene. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour? The amendment be rejected. All those against? The amendment is rejected and the motion is carried. I put to you the third proposal. The proposal to the committee. The proposal is that the third amendment be rejected. All those in favour? Is that a favourable? All those against? Only the Honourable Aberstein is against. The proposal to amend is rejected. The motion carries. Can we go to the fourth? Seconded by the Honourable Van Dyk. Seconded by the Honourable Van Dyk. The proposal is that the Fourth Amendment be under Clause 38 be rejected. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against. All those against. Honourable Aberstein, you're going to have to be faster than that. The proposal is rejected to amend. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. Fifth. Motion is moved by the second by the Honourable Swart. All those in favour that this amendment be rejected. All those against. Honourable Aberstein is against. The amendment is rejected. Motion carries. The sixth. Mm-hmm. The Honourable Anders moves that it be rejected. Seconded by the Honourable Van Dyk. Put to the committee. All those in favour? All those in favour? All those against? Honourable Abrosini, is there anyone voting against? The proposed amendment is rejected and the motion carries. The seventh one is put to the committee. Honourable Van Dyk second. Put to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection of this amendment? All those against? Honourable Aberstein votes against. He's the only one. The amendment is rejected. The motion carried. The eighth proposal. Seconded by Honourable Chamberlain. Put to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection? All those against. Honourable Aberstein, the only one that votes against. The proposed amendment then is rejected. The motion carried. Ninth one is put to the committee. Honourable Anders moves for the rejection. Seconded by the Honourable Van Dyk. All those in favour of the motion to reject? All those against? Honourable Aberstein is the only one against the motion. Carries. The proposed amendment is rejected. I put to you the tenth. Honourable Van Dyk second. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour of the tenth proposal that this particular amendment be rejected. All those in favour? All those against? Honourable Aberstein votes against. The proposed amendment is accordingly rejected and the motion carried. I am on page 649, Honourable Members. Under clause 39 is one proposal. The Honourable Landers moves. The Honourable Fichler seconds the motion. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection of this amendment? All those against? The Honourable Abrasini votes against it. The amendment is rejected and the motion carries. We go to clause 40, Honourable Members. There are 13 proposals here. I put the first one to you. Honourable Lawrence moves for the rejection. Second by Honourable Chatterling. Put to the committee. All those in favour of a rejection, raise your hands. All those against? Honourable Abrasini is against. The amendment fails. The motion carries. I put to you the second proposal. All of them. Honourable Lawrence moves. Honourable Chatterling seconds. Put to the committee. Put to the committee, all those in favour of the rejection, all those against, Honourable Abrasini is against. Motion carries, the proposal to amend fails. I put to you third. Honourable Anders moves, Honourable Funbeck seconds. Put to the committee, all those in favour of the rejection, raise your hands, all those against. All those against. The motion carries. The proposed amendment fails. I put to you a fourth. Honourable Lanners, second by Honourable Chaplin. Put to the committee. All those in favour that the fourth proposal under clause 40 be rejected. Raise your hand. All those against. Honourable Abrasini is against. The proposal fails. The proposal to amend fails. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I put to you a fifth. I'd like a second. Proposals put to the committee. Let this clause be rejected. All those in favour? All those in favour, all those against? Abrasini is against. The proposed amendment fails. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I put to you amendment 6. Honourable Anders moves. Honourable Anders moves for the rejection. Honourable Chatterling seconds. All those in favour of the rejection. All those against the rejection. Honourable Anders moves. He's against. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I put to you the 7th. Honourable Santo seconds. I put to the committee. All those in favour that this proposal be rejected. All those against. Honourable Santo against. The proposal to amend fails. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I go to the 8th. Honourable Santo rejection. Seconded by Donald Chaplin. I put it to the committee, all those in favour of the rejection of the amendment. All those against. Abrasini is the only one who votes against. The 8th proposal fails. The amendment, the attempt to amend this clause is rejected. The motion carries. I put to you the 9th. Second advice, the Honourable Chairman. I put to the committee. All those in favour? All those against? Recorded that the Honourable Abrasini is against. Outcome of the vote. Motion carries. Amendment fails. I put to you the 10th. There's a movement that has been checked. Second advice, Honourable Chaplin. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection? All those vote. All those against? All those against? Honourable Abrasini votes against. The motion carries. The motion carries. The proposed amendment is rejected. Count. A majority. Scattered by majority. 10-4, one against. Getting to it, Honourable Members, I put to you the 11th Amendment under Clause 40. Honourable Chairman's move for the rejection on the chapter name section. I put it to the committee. All those in favor of the rejection, raise your hands. Raise your hands. All those in favor, raise your hands. All those in favor, raise your hands. All those in favor, all those against, raise your hands. Honorable Abbasini is the only one that votes against. The 11th proposal to amend is rejected. The motion carries. The amendment fails. I put to you the 12th. All those in favor of the rejection, raise your hands. All those against, raise your hands. Honorable Abrosini is the only one voting against. The motion carries. The proposal to amend the amendment fails. We are on the 13th. The rejection. Seconded by Honorable Chaplain. I put it to the committee. All those in favor of the rejection, raise your hand. All those against the proposal, raise your hand. The motion carries. The proposal to amend fails. Accordingly, the amendment is rejected. We go on to page 650. And we're dealing with clause 41. And under clause 41, there are two proposals. Amendment. I put the first one to this committee. The Honorable London. Honorable London for rejection. Second about Honorable Chaplain. I put it to the committee. All those in favor of the rejection? All those against? Honorable Abrosini votes against. The motion carries. The amendment proposal to amend fails. Second proposal. Honorable Lawless moves for rejection, seconded by the Honorable Swartz. I put it to the committee. All those in favor of the rejection of this proposal? All those against? Honorable Abrosini votes against. The others all vote for. The motion carries. The proposal to amend is rejected. We go to clause 42, Honorable Members. There's one proposal. I put the first proposal to you. Honorable Honours moves for the rejection. Second about Honourable Sadek. To the committee. All those in favour of the rejection, raise your hands. All those against, raise your hands. Cornelia Abrosini votes against. The proposal then to amend fails. The motion carries and the amendment is rejected. I put to you under clause 43 now that there are two proposals. The first one is put to you. Under clause 43. Honorable Lawless moves for the rejection. Seconded by the Honorable Swartz. I put the proposal to the committee. The proposal is that this amendment be rejected. All those in favour? Raise your hand. Is that a yes vote, Honorable Members? Is that a yes? All those in favour? Can I see your hands again? All those against? The Honorable Abrosini votes against. The first proposal under clause 43 is accordingly rejected. The amendment, the motion carries. The second proposal is put here. Seconded by the moved by the Honorable Anders, seconded by Honorable Chaplain. I put it to the committee. All those in favor of rejecting this amendment, raise your hand. All those against. Only the Abrosini votes against. The amendment is accordingly rejected and the motion carried. We go to clause 44, Honorable Members. There's one proposal. I put it to you. The Honorable Anders moves for the rejection. Honorable Chaplain second. I put it to the committee. All those in favor of rejecting this amendment, raise your hand. Raise your hand. All those against. The Honorable Abrosini is against and the motion carried. Proposed amendment is rejected. I put to you, we go to clause 44, there's one proposal. Sorry, 45. Lawless moves, Honorable Lawless moves, seconded by the Honorable Fundbreak. I put it to the committee. All those in favor of the rejection of this amendment, raise your hand. Raise your hands. All those against it. The Honourable Agostini is against the motion carried. The proposed amendment fails. Members accordingly rejected. 47. Clause 47 has got one amendment. Honourable Lonsman for rejection. Honourable Chuttle-Veng seconds. I put it to the committee. The proposal is that I propose that this amendment be rejected. All those in favour? All those in favour? Against. The Honourable Abrasini is against. The proposed amendment is accordingly rejected. The motion carries. We go to clause 49. There are two proposals under clause 49. I put the first proposal to you. Honourable Anderson for the rejection, seconded by the Honourable Swartz. Put to the committee. The proposal is that this amendment be rejected. All those in favour? All those against? That's a favourable vote on the voting point. All those in favour? Okay. All those against? Honourable Abrasini is against. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. All those in favour? Sorry. I put the second proposal to you. Landis moves for rejection. Honourable Pichler seconded. I put the proposal to the committee, that is that the second proposed amendment be rejected. All those in favour? All those in favour? All those against? All those against? Honourable Abrasini is against. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. We go over to page 651 on the order paper. There is a list of new clauses. The proposal is that a clause 50, a clause 51, and a 52 and 53 be added as new clauses to the poll. I put the first clause to you, clause 50, proposed new clause. The proposal is seconded by the Honourable Chuttle-Veng. I put it to the committee. Second, new clause 51. The proposal is that new clause 50 be rejected. All in favour of the rejection? Raise your hand. All against? Abrasini is against. The motion carries. And the proposal to add a new clause 50 to the poll fails.
Chairman, opportunity to brief presentation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
What is it that you want to do?
An opportunity to have a brief presentation of 51. 2 minutes. No, not even. 30 seconds.
Yes. Let me hear you quickly, Honourable Member.
Mr. Chairman, this clause is before us. It is very well possible that Steve Swartz is correct that it should not be before us, but it was out of order in the Assembly. But it is here before because of a decision of the Assembly. The Assembly is the only entity which can determine what is and what is not out of order. It is, nobody raised the point at the time. It is before us, and we have the opportunity of fixing a problem that everyone wants to be fixed on 51 and on 52. Forget the antagonism you may have against me. This is not about me. It's about what the people out there want. If it helps, I'll leave the room and never come back. But we have the opportunity of turning what is the most controversial bill in the history of the new South Africa into a consent bill. And it is here. And the country needs it. I don't think that this is a bad bill. There are bad things, but the way it is perceived outside the country is an evolution of democracy. As beautifully David put it, a rolling back of the frontier of freedom. We have got the opportunities of changing it here. And I've done all this to create this space for thinking, for changing, and to seizing this opportunity. It's not pleasant to be in the position I'm in. Forget about me. Seize this opportunity. And it's really a plea beyond what one can expect. And it doesn't matter that it is
thank
what
you.
We discussed before.
Thank you, Honourable Member.
I put proposed clause 51 than you. Honourable Dinsmutt seconds it. I put it to you, Honourable Members, that clause 51, the new proposed clause 51, be rejected. All those in favour of the rejection, raise your hand. All those against, the Honourable Abbasini is against the clause proposed 51, is rejected and the motion carried. I put to you the proposed new 52, seconded by the Honourable Santo, moved by Honourable Wanda. All those in favour that the new clause 52 be rejected, raise your hand. All those against, the Honourable Abbasini is the only one who votes against the motion. The motion carries. The new clause 52 that is proposed to be added to the bill is rejected. I put to you the new clause 53. Proposal that a new clause 53 be added. Yes, Honourable Landers. Honourable Landers moves for rejection. Seconded by Honourable Funbury. Put to the committee. All those in favour that be rejected. All those against. Honourable Abbasini votes against. The proposal to add a new clause 53 as set up on the order paper fails. The motion carries. If you go to clause 50 now, be careful, Honourable Members. The proposal here is that clause 50 be rejected. I think the Honourable Member is saying that he wants clause 50 to be deleted. Honourable? The Honourable Honours moves for the proposal to be rejected. The proposal is that clause 50 be rejected. Do we have a second, Honourable Fischler seconds? I put it to the committee. In other words, the proposal is that clause 50 be remain the same. All those in favour? All those against? Honourable Abbasini is against. All the other members are in favour. Clause 50 remains the proposal. The motion carries. I put it to you now, Honourable Members, that we are on clause 51. The Honourable Honours moves for a rejection, seconded by the Honourable Fischler. I put it to the committee, the proposal is that the amendment contained under clause 51 be rejected. All those in favour, raise your hands. Raise your hands, Honourable Members. All those against. The Honourable Abbasini is against. The motion carries. The proposal, the amendment is rejected. We come to clause 52, Honourable Members. There are four proposals under clause 52. The first one is put, Honourable Members. The Landers moves for the rejection, seconded by the Honourable Dean Smuts. I put it to the committee, this motion is that the amendment be rejected. All those in favour, raise your hands. Raise your hands. All those against. The Honourable Abbasini is the only one voting against. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I put the second proposal. Honourable Abbasini is rejected. Seconded by the Honourable Funbeck. Honourable Funbeck second. Proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour, raise your hand that this amendment be rejected. All those against. The Honourable Seen is against. The amendment is rejected. The motion carries. I put the third proposal to the Honourable. Honourable Honours moves for the rejection, seconded by the Honourable Chamberlain. I put the proposal to the committee. All those in favour that the amendment be rejected, raise your hand. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against. Honorable Evan Feeney is against. The motion carries. The proposed amendment fails and is rejected. I put the fourth proposal to you, Honorable Members. Honorable Lamas, Mr. Rejection. Seconded by the Honorable Fichler. The proposal is put to the committee. The proposal is that the amendment and four be rejected. All those in favor of the rejection, raise your hand. All those against. Honorable the only one voting against. The motion carries. The proposal to amend. The amendment is rejected. I am on page 652, Honorable Members. Clause 53. There are four proposals under Clause 53. I put the first one to the Honorable Members. Clause 1. First. Second by Honorable Chaplain. Proposal before the committee is that the first proposal to amend be rejected. All those in favour? All those in favour? All those against? The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I put the second one to the committee. Honorable Landers moves for the rejection, seconded by the Honorable Van Rijk. I put it to the committee. The proposal is that the second proposal be rejected. All those in favour? In favour, all those against? It will be recorded that the Honourable Apostini is the only one voting against. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I put the third one. Honourable Honours moves for the rejection. Seconded by the Honourable Swartz. I put it to the committee. Proposal is that the amendment be rejected. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those in favour, raise your hands. All those against. Honourable Appleseen is the only one that raised against. The motion carries. The amendment fails and is rejected. I put the fourth amendment to you. Honourable Landers. Honourable Landers moves for rejection. Seconded by the Honourable Fichler. I put the motion to the committee, that is that the fourth amendment be rejected. All those in favour? All those against? Whoever seen is against? The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I go to clause 54. Remember, there's five proposed to amend. The first one is put to you under clause 54. Honourable Honours moves for the rejection, seconded by the Honourable Chaplain. The proposal is put to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection of this amendment, raise your hand. All those against, Honourable Seni votes against. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. The second one is put. Honours moves for the rejection, seconded by the Honourable Van Dijk. The motion is put to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection of this amendment, raise your hands. Are you voting for this thing? All those against? The Honourable Abrosini is against the thing. He's the only person against. The amendment accordingly fails and is rejected. The motion carries. I put the third one to the Honourable Members. Landers. Honourable Landers moves for the rejection, seconded by the Honourable Van Wyk. The motion is put to the committee, and the motion is that the third proposal amendment be rejected. All those in favour? All those against? Honourable Abrosini is against. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I put the fourth one. The Honourable Honours moves for the rejection of the amendment and seconded by the Honourable Swartz. I put it to the committee. That this proposal to amend is rejected. All those in favour? All those in favour. All those against? Honourable Abrosini votes against. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. I go to the fifth. The Honourable Lamas moves. The Honourable Chaplain seconds. The motion is put to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection, raise your hand. All those against? The motion carries. The proposed amendment fails. The objective. I go to clause 55. Bear with me, honourable members. There are six proposals here. We can take them fast or slow. I put the first one to you. Honourable Anderson. And I put the proposal to the committee. The proposal is that this particular first one, amendment, be rejected. All those in favour of rejection, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. Only the other three votes against. The proposal to amend fails. The amendment is rejected, the motion is carried. I put the second on this move for the rejection, seconded by the Honourable Swat. I put it to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. The Honourable Abbasini raises his hand, he's against the vote. The motion nevertheless carries, the amendment is rejected. I go to the third proposal. The Honourable Anders moves for the rejection, seconded by the Honourable Sutherland. I put it to the committee. All those in favour of the rejection, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. Whoever seen you raises his hand. Unfortunately, the motion carries and the amendment fails. I put the fourth one. Honourable Anders moves for the rejection, seconded by the Honourable Fichler. The Honourable Fichler second. I then put it to the committee. Proposal is that this amendment be rejected. Raise your hand. All those in favour. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. Only one hand raised, Honourable Abbasini. The amendment fails, Honourable Members. Motion carries. I put to you the fifth proposal. The Honourable Landers moves. The Honourable Unbreak second. I put it to the committee. The motion is that this fifth amendment under clause 55 be rejected. All those in favour of the rejection, raise your hand. All those against. The Honourable Abbasini votes against. The motion carries. The amendment is rejected. Unfortunately, Honourable Members, I can no longer go on forever. It seems that we are going to come to an end of this thing now. It appears there aren't any further amendments. Am I correct, Honourable Abbasini? Am I correct? There's no more here. I don't want to be confronted that I'm missing a page here. So I put... Yes. This is the last one, I say. So I put the last under clause 55. There is a proposal here. I put the sixth proposal to you. The Honourable Landers moves for the rejection at second by the professor. I put it to the committee. The proposal is that this amendment be rejected. All those in favour. All those against. Only the Abbasini votes against. The motion carries. The amendment fails. Honourable members, that is the outcome of the proposal that we were asked by the House to consider. These are the proposals on the order paper. We are not, by the rules, entitled to consider any proposal. Accordingly, the work is almost done. If I were to sum up, I don't recall any one of the amendments being approved by the committee. But as I've stated early on when we opened up this meeting, these are the rights that members have, as painful or as entertaining as it might have been to some of you. We had to go through the process. Honourable Abbasini, you might be disappointed, you might not be disappointed. There was today in this committee no support for any of your proposed amendments. You might consider that to be fortunate or unfortunate, but I think you were given a fair opportunity, and I think the committee dealt with what it was asked to be dealing with in terms of the rules. We only now need to prepare a report to present to the House, and I would not want to burden the members with any further delay here. I would request the honourable members to attend the short meeting tomorrow, where we can approve the report that needs to be tabled in the House. You will recall that the report we are to report back to the House on the 21st, which is Monday. The House foresaw that if we wanted to, we might have sat over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. But I see that the Honourable Abbasini unfortunately was not able to get any support for his proposed amendment, which greatly curtailed the proceedings and makes it unnecessary for us to meet anywhere beyond tomorrow, at which time we will merely deal with the report to record what happened here today. So, unfortunately, I'm not sure what the position is with supper. Until the supper was cancelled. Wasteful expenditure. So, honourable members, if I might just then, from my own procedural understanding, given that all the proposals were rejected, shall we have one simple motion? Shall we have one simple motion where we look at these proposals as they are on the order paper in one and have a simple motion to say that we reject them? Can we have such a proposal? Given that you have all voted against, is somebody going to move that the proposal as contained on the order paper be rejected? Seconded by Honourable Dean Smart. All those in favour, raise your hands. Then we shall record that there was
all those against.
All those against. We shall record that as a separate motion. That they will.
There's no need for tomorrow's.
So we need to approve the report. Yes. There will be a short meeting to approve the report. Yes, Honourable.
I think it's important for the record to reflect what happened here today in the report. Basically, that each amendment was voted on, and rather than presenting the report in which suggestion is made that there was one motion in which all the amendments were dealt with in one motion. We've gone through each and every amendment, and each and every was put to the committee, and each and every of them was voted on, and each and every of them was rejected. So I think that that's how the report should read, to be a fair reflection of what happened here today.
Well, that is indeed what was going to be put. The final proposal was merely to cement the individual voting, to say that after the individual voting, so it will appear as a separate motion that was carried. But the rule does provide that we must record those things that the Honourable Member said, and it will be so recorded. So, Honourable Members, can we meet at 9 o'clock tomorrow? And then...
free to go.
9:30. There is a proposal for 10. Can we meet at 10, Honourable Members, just to finalise the report? It won't take long. Just to finalise the report. Honourable Members, then this meeting stands adjourned till tomorrow.
Can I actually look out how many minutes for each? Simple arithmetic.
Yeah. Good math. Good
number of hours, number of amendments, there you have it.
Does that say what each amendment is worth? Can we attach a monetary value to each one on that basis?
Number of amendments.